Yes, that might work. Yes, it is. Well, what a great 2 days we've had. They've been very, very, very packed, and my head's still spinning with all the ideas that have, that have come. So I'd like to add my thanks to the organisers for, making this event happen. I mean, I think what we've learned is there is a lot of common ground between artists and consumers. The digital technology provides all sorts of wonderful possibilities for bringing artists and consumers closer together. But we face some enormous technical and political challenges. On the technical side, how to develop new business models that ensure a fair return to artists, but also fair use and fair prices for consumers. And on the political side, Cornelia's already referred to this, how to counter the market power and political influence of the intermediaries who sit between us and who would like to lock us into their business models. I really like the idea of a Paris Accord, but I think it probably poses some greater challenges for us than the text that was agreed at a TACD meeting in Geneva a couple of years ago. That text was clearly targeted at the WIPO community, and I think it's been extremely successful because one's been able to back the text up with very targeted lobbying. This accord is going to have to be targeted at multiple policy communities, and I think that's going to make it more difficult and more challenging for us. Cornelia's already talked about the huge amount of activity that's going on in the Consumer Union, and which the National Consumer Council and other members are working with Cornelia on. There's also a huge amount of activity in the member states. In my own country, the UK, there's a huge amount of political interest in this issue right now. We've had two parliamentary inquiries, one of which has already been referred to in the debate. That was the All-Party Internet Group on Digital Rights Management, which has just reported. The Select Committee on Culture and Media Support is also looking at some new technologies in the creative industries. The government has set up an independent review called the Gowers Review, which will be reporting in the autumn. So now is the time when there's a huge amount of political activity, and we will need to sort of take what the Paris Accord or the principles of the Paris Accord and build alliances in all those policy communities. I guess I'm quite lucky. There's quite a few people from the UK here. We're already running into each other in the various different fora where we are speaking on this.